Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATV, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. A Huron County man is facing probation following a no-contest plea in district court today. Albert Camage appeared before Judge Ferris to answer to a charge of operating while intoxicated. The case stems from a May 25th incident in Caseville where police initiated a traffic stop after observing Camage's vehicle repeatedly cross a solid yellow line. A subsequent blood draw conducted at McLaren Hospital returned a blood alcohol content result of 0.170. Camage, a 50-year-old construction worker, was sentenced to 6 months of probation. Under the terms set by the court, he must perform 18 hours of community service, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and avoid establishments that serve alcohol. He is also required to pay $775 in remaining fines and costs. And in Huron County District Court today, a plea cutoff hearing was held for Alyssa Marie Yvonne Holland. The prosecution offered a deal for Holland to plead guilty as charged with sentencing under the domestic violence statute, but defense attorney Michelle Sieve rejected the offer on her client's behalf. Judge Ferris confirmed the case will now proceed to a jury trial with a final pretrial hearing to be scheduled. During the proceedings, the defense requested the court lift a no-contact bond condition, citing that Holland is 30 weeks pregnant and the alleged victim is the father of the child. The prosecution opposed the request, noting that they have not yet heard from the victim. The court will consider a bond modification later if the victim agrees to the other change. When we come back from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Looking for one of the best ATVs on the planet? Then check out a Honda 4Trax Foreman at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. The Foreman is built around a 518cc engine, offering more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. The tough front and rear racks feature Honda's ProConnect system, so you can switch between accessories for work and play with no tools needed. Plus, there's an easy-to-use reverse system and a handy utility box for storage. So head to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and check out a Honda Foreman. You'll see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan's highest court is being asked to weigh in on a growing dispute over who has the final say on large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. 79 Michigan townships and other local governments have petitioned these Michigan Supreme Court to review a legal challenge involving Public Act 233, a law approved in 2023 that allows developers of certain utility-scale wind, solar, and battery storage projects to seek state approval under specific conditions rather than relying solely on local permits. The request comes after the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld most of the state's permitting framework in May. The Michigan Public Service Commission says it believes that decision was correct and intends to continue defending the law. The issue has sparked especially intense debate in Michigan's Thumb region, where several counties have already seen large wind and solar proposals. Local officials and residents have voiced concerns about the loss of local control, potential impacts on farmland, and changes to rural landscapes. Some communities have passed or considered restrictive zoning ordinances or temporary moratoriums on new projects, while others have seen heated public meetings and divided opinions among residents. Supporters of the law argue that a more centralized approval process is needed to meet Michigan's clean energy targets and ensure reliable power supply. Opponents, particularly in rural areas like the Thumb, say the law sidelines local decision-making and could accelerate development without sufficient community input. The state officials have already received 10 applications under the new process, including 9 solar developments and 1 wind project. Additional proposals are expected as Michigan works to meet increasing electricity demand, including growth tied to expanding AI data centers.
To kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.